Today's Lenten devotional is written by the Reverend Dr. Jeffrey D. Sterling, class of 1988 and 1998. I just love call stories. We United Methodists walk part of our early journey into ordained ministry as part of a provisional class of ministerial candidates with whom we share retreats and training events so we get to know each other well. And we share our call stories with each other, which is one of the joys of this experience. Today's text includes the call stories of Simon, Andrew, James, and John. Jesus made it simple for them. Follow me. And they made their decision. Most of the call stories in my provisional class were not that simple. Some germinated during a crisis, or even a tragedy of some sort. Others were joyous, occurring during a mountaintop experience. Many were multifaceted and drawn out over a considerable time of give and take with the Holy Spirit's tug. Lent is a wonderful time to examine or revisit your call story, whether lay or clergy. We are wise to also note that we may have multiple calls from God and to varying ministries or tasks, even within our broader call that got us to our current place in ministry. I am reminded of a line from one of Woody Allen's movies, my God, what hast thou done lately? All call stories are not permanent. They may have a shelf life. A good Lenten question for reflection is, what is God calling me to do today? The latter part of today's text demonstrates for his new followers what Jesus' call was to, speaking forth God's word with authority, disarming evil, healing the afflicted, rebuilding lives, and facing the unknown with the confidence of God's abiding presence. They quickly knew what they were in for, and so should we. All of God's call stories should have a happy ending, as will our Lenten journey. Let us pray. O God, I've heard your call, and I hear you calling. Give me ears to continually hear the freshness of your call, and courage to act decisively and boldly on where it leads me. As I drop my nets and follow you, walk with me, empowering me and comforting me with your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.